All right, this is going to be a very dangerous half hour, Wendy. Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD are here, as they are every Wednesday, to talk about food. Hello, Hannah and Dane. How are you guys?
I'm sorry. Hello.
Don't be sorry.
I can't talk the whole segment.
We'll explain.
I've just had heaven in my mouth.
What's going on in the studio?
Take that, Nick DiGilio. What if you call it a movie?
If you wouldn't mind, Hannah and Dane, introduce the guest that you have brought.
Well, I want to. Yes,
the guest is bacon.
The guest of honor is bacon. Well, I want to say, like in the immortal words of George Washington, or maybe it's Don King, like only in America, right? Mm-hmm. So we have Seth Zurer here. He is one of the rare individuals who's breathed the rarefied air, kind of like Jim Henson, mm-hmm. to have an entire wildly popular franchise inspired only by puppets.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Yes, correct. And it is called Bacon Fest. Seth Zurer, one of the founders.
Thank you for having me on.
You're a saint. You know that?
I appreciate you saying that. I appreciate you recognizing that.
So you'd think the cloaks would have, clued you in. But
bacon certainly has been around forever, but all of a sudden there's a mystique to bacon. There's it's almost a lifestyle. What changed? How did bacon become the thing all of a sudden?
Well, I think people have always loved bacon, as you say. People, ever since they realized that you could cure and smoke the belly of the pig and it would be even more delicious than otherwise, people have loved bacon. I agree, there seems to have been a frenzy that popped up in the last few years, but I think that underneath the frenzy, underneath the craze, there is a deep well of passion for bacon.
Desire.
It is.
And desire. And I think it's reflected in the work that I do with Bacon Fest. So every year in Chicago, we do Bacon Fest. We invite, this year we'll have 170 restaurants.
Wow.
Over the course of 3 sessions and 2 days on April 17th and 18th. And we invite them to come to our little festival. And they each bring a unique, creative bacon dish to serve to our ticketed guests. And you can still go to Bacon Fest. There are tickets available for one of the 3 sessions, for the Friday night session on April 17th. Mm-hmm. Just go to baconfestchicago.com to grab those. And then you get to enter what is a bacon paradise. You walk through the door, and everywhere you look,
bacon paradise.
There is somebody that wants you to have an unforgettable bacon experience. It wants you to eat a delicious bacon dish, wants you to drink a delicious bacon cocktail, wants you to taste a bacon they made themselves or try out a bacon product that they invented.
I guess the strangest thing of this is
Wendy and I are just eating.
I mean,
what is that bacon paradise?
What did I just eat? That glazed piece of
maple glaze.
Yeah, thank you for asking. That was a little snack that Benny's Chop House here in downtown Chicago on Wabash provided for us. They come to Bacon Fest. They will be at Bacon Fest, and they also are participating in what we call Bacon Month, because this is our 7th year doing Bacon Fest, and we decided that Bacon Fest is not enough.
What I thought was really cool is, the unquenchable thirst for bacon, especially here in Chicago, is noted. And Seth, of course, he gives people what they want. So when all the tickets were sold out for Bacon Fest, he decided to expand it into a Mardi Gras-esque kind of length thing. Mm-hmm. And this is only the beginning. And we had talked a little bit off the air that maybe the Chinese zodiac could incorporate it as like the year of the bacon.
Sure.
Who knows?
Yes, sure. Year of the boar is now going to be year of the pork belly.
That's right.
You are, Seth, and I mean this as a compliment, you are an evil genius.
I take that as a compliment, and I thank you for it.
You're welcome.
So every Thursday is Bacon Thursday at Benny's. You can go there. I think it's from 5 to 8 at the bar. They have what you said was heaven in your mouth, that maple-glazed bacon.
Oh,
they have
God.
A cocktail, which you have in front of you, which is a Hawaiian barbecue cocktail.
It's a bacon beverage.
Garnished with a barbecue bacon jerky and a little beautiful paper cocktail umbrella.
It's incredibly refreshing, and what's great is on the festive cocktail umbrella, there is a little tiny piece of a bacon jerky.
Mm-hmm. It's garnish. It's a delightful garnish.
But it adds to the experience because as you're consuming, you smell the bacon. It wafts. Yeah. So it's an aromatherapy
experience.
Is there
bacon in this drink?
I believe there might be bacon in the drink.
There has to be remnants because it's an orange juice based cocktail, but there's a bacon under flavor.
But it's not too bacony.
It's breakfast in a cup.
Essence.
It's really yummy.
Is it bacon? Yeah.
And I think that's what you'll find at Bacon Fest is that there's everything from this kind of huge, overwhelming bacon experience, like that maple glazed bacon
right.
that you tried, to stuff that is more subtle, to stuff that is creative. We have really genius chefs. We have James Beard award-winning chefs. We have Michelin-starred restaurants that are there that are doing very creative things with bacon.
Who decided to put bacon and bananas together? Because it sounds crazy.
Elvis Presley did.
Oh, my God.
Thank you very much, man.
The sandwich is actually named after Elvis. That was Elvis's favorite sandwich, wasn't it?
I thought it was peanut butter and bananas.
But bacon makes it better.
Yeah. He would have loved it. I'm going to speak on his behalf. No, this is great. And what is fantastic, I was telling Seth off air also, is that several years ago when we were down at South Beach Wine and Food Fest, which is like the thing to go and do, everybody had bacon. It was like kind of the breakout year. It was, bacon was the debutante of South Beach that year. And so this is not at all surprising that these James Beard award winning chefs are going, let's elevate, let's reinvent. Well, how can we make this better and incorporate it with everything?
But it's true. It isn't one of those things that's kind of a fad that's going to go, you know, kind of by the wayside. I think it, and we love to tell those stories. You guys tell those stories. You have people in, come up with an idea. They work really hard, and over time they become a success, and they're able to kind of look back and reflect. And so last year I got a chance to ask Seth about that. I'm like, so how did this all happen? You know, years of toiling, devotion to bacon, working on a pig farm, something like that. Yeah, he could tell the story about how he was inspired by a puppet show, but just the fact is, like, they had the idea, they told people about the idea, and then I think the Today Show showed up and did a feature on them, and then it was, like, practically sold out from then
really?
On.
Really? How about that?
So replicate that, kids.
All right, hold that thought. We've got much more to discuss. It's Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD, along with Seth, the evil genius who has made bacon everybody's favorite.
Can I just say, who decides to put, is this brie and bacon in a pickle? It sounds crazy, and again, this is just, I'm done talking the rest of the day.
I think we can thank Chef, I think it's Aaron Lindgren from Benny's Chop House.
Is that That's who put awesome. That together? Good stuff. All right, stick around. We've got more to talk about. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN. Well, this is just insanely good. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, along with Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD, and Seth, who I would ask you to be the godchild to my daughters. We'd have to go back in time for this, Seth.
The godfather.
No, I'm still okay.
What did I say?
Godchild.
I can
godchild,
do that.
Godfather.
Bacon's got you crazy.
Somehow involved with my family.
This is so good. Everything you've brought is good. I agree with Wendy. Of all the things you've brought, and every one of them is delicious, the sandwich that has bacon and bananas on it.
The Elvis.
Wow, Elvis slider from Benny's Chop House. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, Benny's is very generous to bring us all these snacks. They're generous to come to Bacon Fest. So if you like it, go check it out at Benny's and come to Bacon Fest. Bacon Fest, April 17th. Tickets at baconfestchicago.com.
And you said that every Thursday from 5 to 8 is Bacon Night.
It's Bacon Thursday. That's right. Thursday. Conveniently named Bacon Thursday.
You mentioned some of the James Beard award-winning chefs and, of course, just some regular people that are inspired and accomplished when it comes to bacon. So, but of the 100 restaurants, like for someone who's going to be going to Bacon Fest, what are they going to experience? What are some of the other restaurants that are participating?
Sure. So we have 170 restaurants. Sorry to correct you. Over three sessions, over 2 days. So folks like Pat Sheeran from Trencherman, folks like Farmhouse, I think his name is Min Savage, folks like Paul Verant from V and Perennial Verant.
These are high-end restaurants.
High-end restaurants. But then also we have folks from the other end of the spectrum, too, not in terms of quality, still delicious, but like folks like Carnitas Uruapan. This is a Pilsen Carnitas house. It's a multi-generational.
Never underestimate the power of a Carnitas place
in Pilsen. Delicious. You know what Carnitas is? It's like they take all the different chunks of the pig and they cook it in lard and they make delicious tacos out of it. So he takes this
Carnitas
guy, Marcos, is going to take pork belly and make carnitas tacos out of the pork belly. So we have like really the what we think are the best restaurants in Chicago come to Bacon Fest and serve incredible creative takes on bacon.
And you know the other thing is too, it's such an approachable ingredient. We've all grown up with bacon. We know how to cook bacon. We know how to do other things with bacon. We know what we're getting. So to have it be so creative and have it go, you know, come out of its shell a little bit, if you will.
This is way beyond your BLT, and I know everybody likes a BLT, but this is gourmet.
The flavors just jump.
I know.
They really do.
I want to, you know, say this, too, that I've heard the prices are a little high for Bacon Fest, but you can eat the whole way through, can't you?
So, yeah, general admission tickets are $100, and I want to address that straight on. I think it's a good value. If you think about what you get, which is dishes from more than 50 restaurants, and basically unlimited food.
You just walk around
drinks
and say,
included.
I like that. Drinks are included?
Drinks included. You don't have to spend a dime on alcohol, up to 7 drinks.
Well, yeah.
Plus, we're giving money to charity. We gave last year $75,000 to the Greater Chicago Food Depository. So think of it as a nice meal out, drinks included, with a karmic boost And then I think it starts to feel like a pretty good value at $100.
Absolutely.
If you don't win the Nobel Prize this year, Seth, something's very wrong.
Bill, I don't think they've given it 3 years in a row.
No,
to
they
the
can't
same
do
guy.
That. That's true. The rules are working against us. There's a story I wanted to bring up with both of you, and Hannah, I know you're aware of it. I'm guessing you are as well,
yeah.
Dane. There's been a little bit of problems with your Kraft macaroni and cheese, hasn't there?
This is a big one, and all the more reason why we'd encourage you to go to Bacon Fest, because so that you have something to eat and mm-hmm. feed the kids that weekend. Kraft macaroni and cheese, Kraft has recalled 6 million boxes.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Yeah, and it's not just isolated here in the United States. It's the United States, Puerto Rico, the Caribbean, and South America. So even if you're on a cruise and you're like, well, I'm here, I'll pick up some mac and cheese, not so much. People. Mm-hmm. Very specific affected code dates. It's from 18 September 2015 through 11 October 2015. Those are the expires by date. And it is coded with C2 below the date. So go check your pantry, your cupboards, because I did mine yesterday.
Did you have the ones that were?
I didn't. Mine were actually, we've probably already ingested those.
What's in it? What is the problem?
Metal shavings.
Metal shavings. Yeah. Metal
That's
shavings.
Not so bad for
it's
you.
It's roughage.
Well, you got to find, some of the boxes clearly say now with metal shavings, and those, you know what's in it. Yeah,
I believe
stuff.
It's called iron.
It's in right. a Starburst right on the box.
Right. You can't miss it.
We looked at ours, but our macaroni and cheese, we got quite a few boxes of it. We stock up on it. But our cheese, it's macaroni and cheese, but there's like 6 E's in it.
Oh.
So it's one. Of, it's a different brand.
Oh, right.
I love Kraft, and spirals to me, the best tasting ever, because since it's curved like a mini rotini.
It holds on
holds
to
the sauce.
Yes.
You got it, baby.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So this is something that is big and needs to, you got to check on these. And,
if people have some macaroni and cheese in their pantry, they want to look, they want to see if the numbers match up, and then you just bring it back to whatever store
absolutely.
You bought it at,
you can
and
get
they'll
it
reimburse
flipped
you.
Out. Mm-hmm.
What if you have mac and cheese in your pants?
That's a different problem.
That would be a different
because
problem.
Because that's some chafing
but
with
But still
the,
welcome
the metal
at Bacon yes. Fest. I do want to get back to Seth for a second, because you guys are doing a charity event for Greater Chicago Food Depository, who we are huge supporters of as well.
That's right. Thanks for mentioning that. So, yeah, I mentioned that we do support the GCFD, the food bank, out of the proceeds of the event. And then also as a way of extending that support on Saturday, March 28th from 1 to 3:45, we have an open call for volunteers that want to join us at a repack session at the Greater Chicago Food Depository Warehouse. You do have to register online for it, but basically what they do is they get these gigantic amounts of foodstuffs into the warehouse, and they repack it into individual family-sized portions to distribute it out to hungry people in the area. And so we're hosting a volunteer session with up to 50 people that can come and help us repack food so that they can ship it out to hungry people in the area. And we're going to entice people. We're going to give away one pair of free VIP tickets to through a drawing to one of the volunteers that shows up. So if you want to come to that, check out the Bacon Fest news part of our website, baconfestchicago.com, and register to come join us on Saturday, March 28th from 1 to 3:45.
Baconfestchicago.com.
Correct. That's where you get the tickets to.
Excellent. How many people have that tattooed?
We have at least one. There's a guy who has the logo tattooed on his calf, and he earned a free VIP
Kevin
ticket
Powell,
every year for that.
Is it Kevin Powell, producer of
the morning show? No longer available. He's not Kevin Powell.
I was going to say, how big's a tattoo got to be?
Did you see their logo?
No,
this
I didn't
is
see the logo.
What, if I may describe it, and if I'm saying it wrong, it's the Chicago flag, but it is the
it
color.
Like a bacon wedge.
It's bacon fat.
It's bacon instead of. You know how there's three blue stripes in the back? Two blue stripes in the back? Instead of those, it's a bacon with blue stripes in the back.
Isn't that
the
best?
Beautiful.
Yep. Thank you.
It brings a tear to my eye.
Don't cry.
No, I'm alright.
Just dab that tear with bacon, Bill.
With bacon
Don't
Kleenex.
Cry for me, Bacon
That's Hannah and Dane of Flavor HD. That's Seth. He's a genius. We'll be back in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.